Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks wrapping up right there with our theme Musicians Come and Play. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 455. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are at 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 34 our current temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Chris Kelchin. Chris, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Cy. Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful. How's things? Are you in Mankato? Are you at home this morning?
Well, I'm actually at Barefoot Studios. We're in the studio doing some work this morning with another artist that I work with, and we're getting a little work done.
Well, good for you. Where do you make home these days for the listeners?
Well, it's near Mankato, kind of out in the country, about 15 miles north and east of Mankato. So it's
okay.
Kind of a nice little spot out here in the country.
Sure. And born and raised there, or what? Where were you born and raised?
Born and raised in Mankato, yep.
Okay, good. Didn't wander far from home. Went to school there in the school system then in Mankato?
Yeah, I did. I went to Franklin Elementary. That's why I can't count too good.
Okay. All right. And did you go on to any education after high school, college or anything, or service or anything like that?
Yeah, I was never in the service. Great respect for people that were. I did go on to college. I got a number of different degrees.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Very good. And somewhere along the way, you picked up the music habit, huh? Where did that begin? And in school or?
Nope. I actually started out singing and playing with my uncle's band when I was just a child. And I think I played my first job, not the whole job, but kind of sitting in and having some fun with the band about 1982 or so.
Okay.
So been actively involved in music ever since, and they would never let me in the high school band because I hadn't had 2 years of formal piano lessons.
Oh my, okay.
But
wow.
But that didn't slow me down.
No, I guess not. And so you pick up more than one instrument, or what do you all tackle these days?
Well, I started out playing the drums. And when I got out of high school, I played the drums in my own band for a while, and then a couple other iterations of some different bands. I played the keyboard and pianos in some bands, and it wasn't until mid-2000s that I picked up the concertina.
Oh, very good. And you've come on strong. Practice makes perfect, huh?
Yeah. You know, when I started out, first started out playing the concertina, I would practice, you know, 6 hours a day,
wow,
5 days a week. And, you know, there's a lot of demands on one's time. It was a good distraction for me at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I can honestly say I do not practice 5 hours a day anymore.
I believe that. Yeah, you're probably working a day job and, you know, constraints. Do you have family besides too yet?
Yep. I've got a wife and two kids and
so
everybody's at home.
Okay. And do you have a day job, Chris?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do you work at that?
Oh, let's leave that alone.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Okay. All righty. So at any rate, moving along, you've been active in the recording business and just recently released a brand new CD. And that is what, number 4, 3, 4, 5? Where are you at, Chris?
Yep, I think that's the one that's just coming out is our fifth album with the Riverbend Dutchman, and we're excited about it. It is it's the first album that I have completely produced start to finish without the involvement of other studios. So I own my own music recording studio, and we've done several albums, but when it got around to the mastering part, I typically would send that out to other studios to get mastered, and this is the first album that has been completely produced in my own studio, including the mastering. So
wow.
It hasn't been sent out.
Wow. So that's quite an involved process, because I've worked with recording with other producers, and I see what's all involved. So that takes a lot of patience, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that, you know, frankly, a lot of people, they don't need to know, but they probably have no idea about. And it is pretty complex at times. You know, my fifth project, plus having worked on a number of other people's projects over the years, kind of lost count of the total. But, you know, you start to gain, you know, some
experience,
you know, familiarity with the process and all what's involved. So it's a learning curve each and every time, but it's a lot of fun.
You bet. And I know you're not nearly as old as I am, so you probably don't go back in recording as far back as I do. But in the days when I first started recording with bands like the Deutschmeisters, you played it from start to finish. If somebody made a goof up, you started over and did it again. Nowadays, with technology, you can really just cut and patch, and you can make it sound like a, you know, a really, really good recording, and you don't have to spend all that time running through it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think it's probably a double-edged sword. You know, back in the 1960s, a lot of the recording studios, at most, they could record with four tracks, and you're absolutely right. The guys had to get it just right, because you didn't have unlimited tracks that you could add. I think the double-edged side of the sword now is you can have unlimited tracks, and you can go back and retake or fix certain parts, but you can waste a lot of time doing that as well, and it can take a lot of time. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you've got a good product going in where you're not having to go back and fix things, that's really the ideal situation, because it comes out sounding a lot better on the end.
Absolutely. You bet. Yeah. And when you're working with you know, professional people that have been working regularly and practicing a lot, things do come off really good.
Yep, absolutely. Good going in is good going out, and bad going in generally reflects in the end.
Absolutely. And you work with a very good band there. You've got some musicians that I've worked with as well. You can name them if you like, the guys that are on this recording and what they play.
Absolutely. So on the horn section, we have Rick Kane, who plays lead trumpet. Jens Jensen plays trumpet with me. Myron Mubauer and Jerry Kale, both on the reeds. We've got Mike Boudin on the bass horn, Crystal Malik on the drums, Nancy Buckentine on the piano. And it really is, the band has been very successful, very, very polished. And it's not because of me. You know, a lot of times, Cy, we're playing, I'll look over at my shoulder, and there are some moments that are almost magical, where everything is just coming together and the band is clicking so well. And you look over your shoulder and you really got to kind of pinch yourself. And I'm so fortunate that the people working with me are, you know, working with me and enjoying it. And it's really because of them that the band has been so successful. It's a team effort. It kind of becomes the second family, if you will. But I'm so grateful to have the people working with me that I do, and they're really the ones that make the band.
Absolutely.
I just write the checks.
There you go. And they don't only sit in for the recordings. This is the band you pretty much feature when you're out and about, huh?
Yeah, the band has, you know, evolved over the years since we first started. But yeah, the folks on the recording is the band that we generally go out and play with. The band has kind of evolved in a lot of different ways. But when we first started, we generally had one or two horns. Now, very rarely do we go out on the road with less than a full four-horn band. And along with that has come a lot of arrangements of the tune, the horn arrangements. A lot of them are ours directly that either I've had some input into or other folks in the band have arranged.
Okay.
And so the arrangements have evolved. The number of players, the quality of the players since we first started is night and day difference.
Absolutely. That's great. And so you do have a library then that has grown then?
Yep, growing all the time. In fact, at home on the top of the pool table, because that's about all it's good for, is laying stuff out on top of it. We've got the all the library books laid out there right now, adding new songs.
So. Oh, very good, very good, very good. So a lot of work these days for the Riverbend Dutchman. Do you have a lot of bookings or thing? Well, it's winter time, so probably slower now, but what does the future look like?
Yeah, winter is usually kind of the slow time, which is okay because it gives us time to be in the studio and do some of the other behind-the-scenes things that people don't see. Summer and fall is always busier. We were pretty busy before COVID. COVID threw a big wrench into things, and things are kind of finally starting to get back to normal. And we're adding jobs all the time. In fact, I've added two or three this week alone. So this is about the time of the year now when a lot of bookings for later summer and fall start coming in. So we're anticipating 2023 is going to be pretty busy for us.
Well, good. Very good. And I forgot to ask you when we're talking about that concertina, what concertinas are you shouldering these days?
I've got the same two concertinas I've had for about the last, 8 or 10 years. I've got two Hengel concertinas. One's a B-flat and one's a C-box, and they were both built by Jerry Menar.
Okay.
Custom ordered for me.
Okay, very good, very good. And so when you first got started playing the concertina, did you take lessons then, or are you self-taught? How'd you get started?
Yeah, I took a few lessons. When I say a few, I don't recall exactly how many, six or eight, maybe, from Larry Novotny from the Novotny Trio Band out of Montgomery, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Larry kind of got me started, and from there it was kind of a lot of elbow grease and hard work practicing, but from there I'm kind of self-taught beyond, if that makes sense. So
yes.
Larry kind of got me started real early on, and then I kind of took it from there.
You bet. Well, Chris, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue this, if that's all right.
That'd be great.
All right. The St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. It's always a great time of the year to stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, we are continuing to make our way through Lent and into early spring. The St. Joe Meat Market continues to carry a number of meatless items for Lent. There is a nice assortment of fish and many flavors of cheese. Don't forget the cheese pizza and pancake mix. How about a fried or boiled egg? Now, after you have abstained and fasted on Friday, you can turn your attention to a mouth-watering beef roast or a thick, juicy steak sizzling on the grill. No matter what might be on your menu plan, the St. Joe Meat Market is a great place to stop and shop. St. Joe Meat Market is open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays you'll find them open 6 until 5, closed on Sunday. For more information, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And Chris, for being our guest on the show, and I think you've been here before, you know how it works. We get that meat package put up and put that in the mail. Hope that you and the family enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Oh, you're very kind, very generous. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. You bet. And so when you pick up the concertina, Chris, what's the first song that comes out of it? You play anything by ear, or do you need music all the time?
You know, I don't use music. There's certain musicians are wired different ways. Some can sight read, and that's all they can do, and there's others that play by only ear, and that's all they can do. And I can read music, but I'm really slow at it. So I've never been good at sight reading music and kind of playing on the fly. So for the most part, I kind of memorize my parts and play by ear.
Okay. And songs that you like to start with that are fun for you to play, would you name a couple?
Oh, sure. Usually, you know, if I'm just picking up the concertina at home, I'm usually playing whatever song we happen to be working on at the time.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite songs is the theme song from the old Whoopi John Band, the Morrican Waltz.
Oh, right? Yes.
When you're playing that and you've got the horns coming in behind you, it's just it's a very pretty song and one of my favorites.
You bet. Is there a song, I don't mean to put you on the spot, But is there a song that you say, I wish they'd have never wrote that one. I just can't get that one. It kicks my butt. Care to share something like that?
Well, there's probably a couple that fit that description for me. I don't know if we need to name names, but there's just some songs that, you know, a lot of times people request them, but the band really just doesn't enjoy playing them because they've been played so often. They just get maybe a little boring or tedious for the band, and that's the only reason why. It's not that they're bad songs.
Sure, sure. Well, I know on my own experience playing concertina, if I pull out the chromatic polka or something like that that has a tremendous amount of fingering, I would really need to work on it because it just doesn't come.
Yeah, that's a good tune, too. Gary Brigham does a great version of that.
Well, you bet. And sometimes when you listen to Gary or Carl or Brian, kind of makes you almost want to put your concertina in the box and not look at it because those guys can do it so good. But when I've talked to them over the years, they've done the same thing, spent the 6-8 hours a day practicing to get to where they are. So it's the same old thing. If you don't put anything in, you ain't going to get anything out.
Yep, that's certainly true. Yep.
You bet. I noticed inside the cover of your new CD, Chris, you had some guest artists too, huh?
Yeah, we had a couple people sit in on a couple tunes. One of the folks that had a big role was we've got two German waltzes on the album, and we wanted them to be authentic. And I can fake German, but I'm not any good at it. We wanted to make sure that if somebody actually spoke German, that it actually sounded German. So Jim Strelke from Alpenstern helped us out with some of the German vocals on those two tunes. He did a great job. Becky Livermore, Barefoot Becky, helped out with some harmony vocals on one tune. You know, so just kind of little things here and there. Mm-hmm. But just kind of the icing on the cake, if you will.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I've had a chance to preview it. I think it came off really, really good. I encourage the folks that if they want to add a good seat to their CD to their collection, it's called Grab a Little Sunshine. And who's the little fella holding the button box on the back side?
That's actually me, and we think that picture was taken in 1981.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is really cute. I would have pegged it for one of your sons. What do you have for children?
I've got one daughter, she's 15, and I've got my son is 11, and he does look a lot alike me, but I can say with certainty that the picture on the back of the album is me.
Okay, and it looks like you would have been like 5 or 6 at that time, huh? Or maybe not even.
Yep, right around there.
Right around there, yeah. Really, really a neat idea, though. It's a nice cover on the CD, and great looking, great sounding CD. So we'll be previewing that in just a little bit. So where's the next job, folks that might be wanting to check you out and see you guys live? Where would they find you?
Yeah, so next Sunday, I think it's the 12th.
Yep.
I don't have a calendar right in front of me. We're at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe, Minnesota.
Oh, very good, yeah.
For their Sunday afternoon dance. And then Saturday, March 18th, is actually the CD release party, the official release for the new album, Grab a Little Sunshine. And so we're having a big event for that at the Eagles Club in Mankato, Minnesota. So everybody's welcome. There's no cover charge, open to the public. They have a wonderful restaurant there, very excellent food. Dinner service starts at 5, music starts at 7. It's going to be a fun night. It would be a really fun night. But if anybody wants to take a little trip, you can check out our Facebook page, and we've got some hotel options on there for people, and it's going to be a great time.
There you go. And a couple of things to ask you real quickly. People always like when I ask this question. Concertina players that influenced you over the years, who did you like to listen to?
You know, there's a number of them. All names you're familiar with, you know, Elmer Scheid, Jerry Schuft, Carl Hartwick influenced me quite a bit. I picked up a lot over the years from Jerry Minar and Brian Brigham, you know, comes to mind immediately. You know, I always love listening to Brian.
Yep. And each one has their own style. And, you know, Brian and Jerry and Carl did that CD together, Hanging Out to Dry. And it's really evident on that CD. You're talking about three very good concertina players. And yet, if you know their music at all, you can pick out each one when they play a particular song. I think everybody has still their own style.
Yep, absolutely they do. And the concertina is funny that way, because you can have 10 different players and you get 10 slightly different styles of playing.
You bet. I just have to share with you that I had a chance to attend that memorial service for Dale Damon at Medina here 2 weeks ago. And I didn't realize there was that many good concertina players still in the area. They took their turns, you know, playing 6, 8, 10 songs and tribute to Dale. And I was just amazed. Carl, of course, was there, and he was very good. Then Adam Sandhurst took the stage after that. My goodness, has that guy gotten good?
Yeah, absolutely. Adam's a friend of mine. He does a great job. You know, and there's a number of younger players that are kind of still up and coming.
Yeah.
And several from Wisconsin, several from around central, southern and central Minnesota as well. And so there's a fair amount of guys that are in their 20s and 30s that are playing the concertina and do a great job.
And it's so encouraging to see that, because, you know, you always hear the downside where polka music is dying, it's going out, and it's not going to survive. And my goodness, it was anything but that day at Medina. Do you know a fellow by the name of Andrew Gravine?
Yeah, absolutely. Boy. He's from Wisconsin. He's another one that does just a great job.
Yeah, and another one, I can't remember his full name. I know it started with Colton, I think.
Colton Tupi,
I think he's
from up around New Prague. Blake Klostermeyer.
Yep, he was there.
That area, yep. Some, you know, young guys doing a great job.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's so encouraging. You know, back in the days when there was such an abundance of bands, there was more competition, I felt. And as I was playing, you always wanted to be the best, and you didn't really care about the other guys. But now it's like a family. It's such a camaraderie. You want to see everybody excel.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the thing that maybe differentiates old-time music from other genres of music, is that it is more of a family community. You know, if you want to talk to your favorite concertina player, it's not uncommon for people to pick up the phone and call, you know, but you can't envision that same sort of scenario, you know, occurring in the pop world. You know, you're not going to be able to call up your favorite pop artist and talk to him on the phone. And, you know, we're dealing with different numbers of people, perhaps, but there's the sense of community and camaraderie that exists in the old-time music.
Absolutely.
It doesn't exist everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, our time is running down, Chris. I usually ask you and every other guest about this time if there's a memory that you have that you'd want to share with the listeners. I can't remember what you told me the last time, but whatever comes to mind, good, bad, or otherwise, would you like to share some memory with the listeners?
Sure. I can't remember what I told you last time either. I guess maybe not a memory so much as a bit of advice, but you have to be you, and you have to be happy. And so never shy away from being you and doing the things that you enjoy. Don't try to impress other people. Just do what makes you happy, and good things will come from that. So maybe a little advice instead of a particular memory.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That is so good. Well, very good, Chris. With that, we're going to let you run. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. Like I've told you in the previous times, good Lord willing, that you and I are still here down the road. We'll probably do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great. Always nice to hear from you, and thank everybody up in central Minnesota. We've got a lot of fans up there, and we sure appreciate all the support.
Very good. So if you want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you off the air. And you have a great day, Chris.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. And there he goes, Chris Kelchin, our 455th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman off of his brand new CD in just moments. Larry Rizzavi with his out-of-town checks and our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 455th edition of our Musicians Come and Play here on KASM with Chris Kelchin, our guest today on our Musicians Come and Play program. We're at 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 34 degrees, and we're going to jump right into the music of Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman. And right now it's a nice old-time polka tune. And I'm just waiting. Yep, the CD is in and loaded, and it's one called The One-Eyed Jack Polka, Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman. Chris and the Riverbend Dutch Band, one called the One-Eyed Jack Polka. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. And, a very, very powerful-sounding band. Good band. Right now, I'll do a modern night type number. It's a Glenn Miller number, one called In the Mood, the Riverbend Dutchman. Nice arrangement there by Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman, one Glenn Miller original, one called In the Mood. Yeah, very nice sounding band there, Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Old Time Polka Time. This is the lead song on the CD, one called Schroeder's Polka. Thank you. Chris and the River Bend Dutchman, one called Schroeder's Polka. Waltz time with the River Bend Dutchman, Chris and the River Bend Dutchman, a German tune, Ray Brown, Augen, Hut, Mine. Let's see, what is that word? Ray Brown, Hut, Mine, Schutz. There you go. Chris and the River Bend Dutchman, Ray Brown, Augen, Hut, Mine, Schutz. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 35 degrees our temperature here in Albany as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, and Jeannie texting me information wanting me to alert folks that there are just 10 seats available yet for the awesome Spring Branson Music Fest tour that departs April 19th. Jeannie B's Tours invites you to join the group, heading to Branson for 6 fun-filled days of sightseeing the hidden treasures of the Branson area. 6 super shows, 10 meals, a deluxe motor coach, experience guides, treats, prizes, and much more. Call Jeannie B's 320-345-1581 to reserve your last seats for this tour. Jeannie B is very excited about special guests joining. She and Art on this Branson tour, Auntie Creamsaugen from Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids will be on board this coach. Join all of us who are so looking forward to these 6 days of laughter and excitement. Maybe the Ark Encounter experience is on your list to do. May 15th, Jeannie B's Tours is heading to Kentucky to see this amazing Noah's Ark and the Creation Museum. See 7 states, Fair Oaks Dairy Operation, the Winery, Wisconsin Dells Cheese House, Ho-Chunk Casino, and more. Again, call 320-345-1581 for details. Tulip Time in Holland, Michigan is happening on May 8th. Join Jeannie B for the beauty of the tulips and sightseeing in Michigan. Experience awesome gardens, parade, and the culture of the area. This is truly beautiful country. Deadwood Days, May 25th, will be 5 days of the best of the Badlands. Mount Rushmore, Deadwood Gulch Resort, Casino, Guided City Tour of Deadwood, the Hill City Train, and so much more. Jeannie B's tours are filling fast. Now is the time to reserve your seats for destinations you want to visit. And many daycations are planned. See great shows like the Jersey Boys at the Chanhassen, Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Lock Theater, and three different shows at the Jasper Theater in Park Rapids. They are all available for your enjoyment. And don't miss the meet and greet. That's happening this Wednesday, March 8th, at the Clearwater Estates Clubhouse in Clearwater from 9 until 11. You'll be able to learn about the daycations and minications, extended tours to Alaska, Canadian Rockies, Fall New England Rails and Trails, and Hawaii will be presented in detail from 12:30 until 3. Now is the time to book extended 2023 fall tours and 2024 spring and summer getaways. Jeannie B's Tours is about what to see in 23. Get the details by calling today, 320-345-1581. And Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours, out of Freeport, Minnesota, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 35 degrees. Music continues. Here's a great old-time polka, Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman, the St. Paul Polka. Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman, great sounding band there, the St. Paul Polka. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 35, our temperature here. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with another great old-time polka, one called At the Mill Polka. We'll be right back. Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman, one called At the Mill Polka. Wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet on this Sunday, March the 5th of 2023.